Lord, right now, today they walk with me.
KAYT 88.1 FM. We've got the best in classic gospel, contemporary, traditional, quartet, and hip-hop. Whatever you like, we got your flavor starting at 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, 11 hours per day. KAYT. KAYT 88.1 FM.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Number 6, 2 Chronicles 6, 8. But the Lord said to David, my father, for as much as it was in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart. Remember, David wanted to build a house for God, put the Ark of the Covenant in. And God said, I'm glad that was in your heart. He said, man, you did good. That was in your heart, David. But you can't build my house. You've been a man of war. Your son gonna build my house for me. And David said, well, I can't build a house, but I can sure provide for it. Amen. And boy, he gathered everything he could gather, gold, silver, precious stones, and he gave to the construction. Hallelujah. So you can see he had a desire to do something great for the Lord. Even though God said, you can't do it, the next generation will, but it was still in his heart. And God was pleased that it was in his heart. Do you want to do something great for the Lord? Everybody that is a man or woman after God's own heart have it in their heart to do something great for him. Oh, I want to do something great for him. I don't want nothing with my name on it. It ain't about my name. I want to do something for him. Glory to God. I want to do something for him that's grand. That make people, when they see it, they just think about God. Amen. They just say nothing but God. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cultivate that desire. You see, when you have this desire working in you, it's hard for Satan to pull you off into sin. Amen. When you really want to do things great with God and you want to do something for him, David want to do this for him. And I know in the new covenant, we are laborers together with him. We do things with the Lord. But it'd be great to have something in your heart that you want to do with him or you want to do it for him. It's all right for you to have those desires. Amen. Those desires give your faith direction. It gives your life a purpose. Hallelujah. So you have to have great desire in your heart. God saw what was in David's heart. He says, for as much as it was in thine heart to build a house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in your heart. He said, I really appreciate that, David. I appreciate your heart that you wanted to do this, but I got somebody else going to do that. You want to have that kind of desire in you. If you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you got a desire to do great things for God. Amen. We got a lot of areas of work. Hallelujah. Let's look at this one here. 2 Samuel 24:10. It says this. And David's heart smote him After that, he had numbered the people, and David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. This is number 7. David was quick to repent, and he kept his conscience tender before God, indicating that he was a humble man. This is number 7. David was quick to repent. When he messed up, he acknowledged it right away, except in the one case where he tried to cover his sin, but he learned that he couldn't cover it, didn't he? In fact, he the one wrote, said, anyone who covers their sin shall not prosper. Why did he write that? Because he had learned his lesson. He said, you can't prosper by covering your sin. He said, confess your sin and forsake it. David wrote that. He's the one that said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew within me the right spirit. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Hallelujah. So if you're going to be a man after God's own heart, you have to keep a tender conscience. That means you have to be quick to confess your sins, quick to repent of them, quick to forsake them, and then you have to be quick to forgive others and be slow to retaliate a wrong even when it's in your power to do it. Like I say, sometimes it'll seem like God done put your enemy in your hand. And it's just a test to see what you're going to do. Are you going to pray for them? Or are you going to hurt them? Pray. Be a man after God's own heart. One more. 1 Kings 3:6. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. In other words, we see at the end of David's life, David had a good ending to his life. He died happy and fulfilled. He served God in his generation. And notice Solomon's testimony when he's talking to the Lord. He said, God, you showed your servant David great mercy and great kindness. So at the end of David's life, David was not bitter at life. David was not broke. He wasn't bitter. He didn't have any regrets. He didn't have any disappointments because he experienced the blessing of the Lord. He lived his life in such a way that God blessed Solomon and future descendants because of him. Solomon recognized that the grace was upon him because of how David lived. And then I found kings that were wicked. That God said, I ought to judge you, but I'm not going to judge you because David. Because you're a descendant of David, I'm going to have mercy on you. People that should have got punished, God said, because David walked before me right, I'm going to remember David in your case. You see, that's the kind of legacy you want to leave, that your grandchildren may be in trouble, and they may deserve something bad happen to them. And God stepped in and said, now, wait a minute, I remember your grandpa. He did what was right in my sight. I'm going to have mercy on you because of what Grandpa did. See, God never forgets. He never, ever forgets. You don't know. You may be struggling, trying to live right and doing the right thing, but you don't know how this is going to pay off. But at the end, you can die happy. You can die fulfilled. You can die rich, or you can die with regret, disappointment, like, I wish I'd have did this. I wish I'd have obeyed God here. I wonder how it turned out if I'd have did that when the Lord told me to do it. You can get to the end of your life and be dissatisfied with how you lived. And you can say, boy, if I had it to do over again, I would do it over. Let me tell you something. You only get one chance. You only have one life. to give to the Lord. So I say you need to go for the gusto. And I ain't talking about no beer. I'm talking about going for it with everything. You know, you go after God, you set your heart like a flint. And you get after God. And you work. And you sow. And you dedicate yourself. And you be that man or that woman that God is looking for. Because God is looking for heroes. He's looking for champions in this hour. Because let me tell you, we got a dark world out there that's getting dark about a minute. God needs some people that'll stand up and hold forth the word of truth. That'll stand in the light and say, hey, this is the light. Let me tell y'all the light. Whether people believe you or don't believe you, you are speaking the truth. And I'm going to tell you, God will reward you in the end. Though your beginning was small, yet shall your latter end greatly increase. Hallelujah. God wants to give you great increase at the end of your life. He don't want you filled with regret. He don't want you looking back with sorrow and disappointment. If you live your life to the glory of God, you'll get to the end and you'll say, well, y'all, I'm getting ready to go home. Boy, I done had a good life. Look at the blessing of God on my life. Look at all my children and my grandchildren. Glory to God. God been so good to me. You have that testimony and you can go home in peace. You'll be ready to meet your maker. Lord, I'm ready. I did everything you asked me to do. I'm ready now. Like Paul said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. And now my departure is at hand. He said, I'm getting ready to go. He said, I did it. Well, you know, Paul didn't have a good beginning, but he had a good ending. Praise God. Can't you see that's what God wants for you? He wants you to have a good life. He give us all things richly to enjoy. Amen. David brought the blessing of God into his household. He even brought the blessing of God upon a whole nation. God blessed a whole nation of people because of one man's commitment to him. God can bless your whole family because of your commitment to righteousness. God's looking for men of God. He's looking for men of honor and men of integrity. Will you be a man after God's own heart? Will you be a woman after God's own heart? These are some of the characteristics and the qualities that you have to possess and that you have to work on. You want to live your life to the glory of God, and your life will have great impact upon the people that are around you. God wants you to be so on fire for him and so hungry for him. He wants to be the apple of your eye. I remember one time the Lord told me, he said, I don't want to be a blur in your life. You know how you just pass people? Hey, how you doing? I ain't got time to talk. They're a blur. And so you can do that to God day after day. Hey, God, good morning. Praise the Lord. You woke me up this morning. See, Lord, got to go. He's a blur. He went right past you. You just passed right by him and you waved at him. God wants your fellowship. He wants you to know how much he loves you and how much he really cares about you and how much he is really pulling for you to make it in life. He has given everything that he has to give to make your life a blessing. And we just need to take off the brakes and the things that attach themselves to us that's not of him. We need to learn how to disconnect from the things that's in this world. See, the Bible says, love not this world, neither the things that are in this world. Because anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Bible says, anyone who is a friend with the world sets himself up as an enemy of God. Amen. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. For a believer, the world is nothing but a source of tribulation. He said, but in me you'll have peace. In him is a sanctuary. Amen. From the trouble, from the trials, I can always go to the Lord and find a place of refuge and a place of peace. No matter how much the war might be raging on the outside. He is the strength of our life.